Well, from the Caribbean, we go to the farm fields of Arizona, where farmers are looking for innovative ways to meet increasing demand for food. And sometimes that innovation looks a lot like Silicon Valley high tech. Casey Kuhn from member station KJZZ visits a giant greenhouse in rural Arizona that's using artificial intelligence to better grow tomatoes.
Walking into tomato company Nature Sweet's greenhouse is like walking into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. The long hall between the grow houses bustles with workers moving tomatoes and shouting directions. The general manager, Gustavo Vera, shows me rows of plants heavy with green-brown tomatoes. He says the eight-week process to get them to this point is done very carefully.
Growing tomatoes is an art. So the grower needs to balance out several conditions at the same time.
Conditions like humidity, temperature, irrigation, pest control, the list goes on. We're in one of the 16 greenhouses here where millions of tomatoes are grown to be sent to grocery stores nationwide. Nature Sweet is trying out a technology you may not expect to see in the rural Southwest, artificial intelligence.
This is going to revolutionize the industry, I believe, because what was an art now has a data backup.
Newly installed cameras line the greenhouses and take continuous photos of the crops, which then become data back at the main office. There, Vera shows me a dashboard on his computer, compiling and tracking the data coming from the growers.
And this tells us, okay, out of the houses that you have, which ones do have control operations?
He points to different charts and numbers that are constantly changing. An overhead shot shows not plants, but green dots in a row. He clicks on a data layer and a few turn red, meaning those plants have pests. Exact pinpoints show growers where to find the problem crops. But this artificial intelligence is not the kind that can take over the world, says agriculture technology specialist Robin Lawson.
Artificial intelligence has such this negative connotation, I immediately think of all of those sci-fi movies from Hollywood. And that's not what's happening.
She says it's large-scale data analytics that farmers are using nowadays as labor becomes more limited and expensive. In the past decade, robot sensors, aerial imagery, and hundreds of apps have helped farmers manage their fields. Lawson says cutting-edge technology and agriculture have always gone hand in hand, but now it's developing at a rapid pace.
And it's almost oversaturated data. There's some times where growers are like, this is too much. I don't even know how to put this together to make decisions.
That's not a problem at Nature Sweet's Arizona greenhouse.
So we can all see it. So now the only thing is I have to show you. If I can't show you on this one.
Irrigation technologist Juan Mosqueda inputs data about how fast the tomatoes are pruned and picked on an app on his phone. It's an upgrade from the pen and paper he used to use.
We don't have to carry any of the papers anymore. All the information is on the same place. It gives us some nice grabs when we go to it.
And as farming technology keeps getting smarter, tech specialist Robin Lawson says there may be a point where the plant itself, with a sensor in the seed, could tell a grower that it needs more water.
I think in the very near future that we're going to have sensors on each plant. In my lifetime, I think we'll start to see that.
It might be a while before that happens, but there's no doubt the future of farming is going digital. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn.